Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you this winter. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
It's time for
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host,
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
That's what they do at the Northeast Men's Clinic. They specialize in the sexual health of men. You can learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
Well, it's that time of year. People are out doing things in wooded areas, and they're getting stuck in the ice and the mud because of all the nasty weather. I don't know if you saw the guy in Westboro that had to be rescued. He's a master falconer.
Oh.
And he was out with his falcon.
I was waiting for the end part of that. what does that mean?
He
has pet falcons.
He has a pet falcon.
Oh, okay.
You know, he works with birds of prey.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was out hunting. He was duck hunting with his falcon.
Oh,
it's kind of. Hypocritical to be a.
I thought you were going to say WPS.
No, like to be somebody who's like a falcon, whatever you call him.
A falconer.
A falconer and is in the birds and then hunts birds?
Just kind of the tool that they use. It's kind of like using maybe a dog to spot, you know, birds when they drop after you
shoot like
them.
Somebody rescuing animals, but then also hunting dogs.
It's a circle of life kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know how that works.
Just double checking.
So he was in a swamp in Westboro with the falcon. Falcon's flying it off, doing its thing, what falcons do. And this guy, William Johnston Jr., who's 78 years old, gets stuck in the mud.
Boy, 78?
78. Yeah. Well, mud's probably difficult for anybody.
I'm 53. I'm not going to be trudging through the woods with my falcon.
Ooh, new Greg, though, Mike.
You're not a falcon.
New Greg might.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe new Greg should get a falcon.
So he had lost track of the falcon, went hunting for it, got stuck, called police. They sent out the fire department, and the fire department had to not only wear the cold weather survival suits, but they also had to wield chainsaws to cut through some of the brush.
They should charge the guy. They should charge the master falconer for that. He should reimburse them for that.
He was expected to come home from the hospital last night. I don't have an update on that. The falcon's still out there, but
never came back, huh?
He said he has a GPS tracker on it, so he's going to go out today and look for it.
Right. Well, don't you think you just give him like a falcon call if he's a master falconer?
I don't think he does that. What do you think? He has like one of those falcon call?
I don't think it works
that way.
So then what's the use of being a master falconer if you can't have the falcon come back?
Why would you want a falcon that won't come back?
It'd be like somebody who's a dog whisperer or somebody who's a master with dogs but can't get the dog to stay or come back.
Bradfo's like that.
Great movie, by the way. Snowman and the Falcon with Sean Penn. Did you ever see that? Or Falcon and the Snowman, I think it was. Everybody's looking at me like
what?
I'm not. It's a great
movie.
Sounds
like a weird porno.
What's wrong with you, Curtis?
I'm just I love that Bradford grunt.
I
can listen to it all day.
I haven't seen that.
Probably going to bring the Falcon. The Falcon's probably going to show up at 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway.
Yep.
Right, yes.
Now that you summoned him.
Yes. Yeah. Caw, caw.
All right. Well, glad the guy's okay. Glad he's all right.
Is that the noise that the Falcon makes?
Caw, caw. A group of black high school students on Long Island have filed a lawsuit against their school, claiming that their science teacher set them up to take what would eventually be presented as a racially insensitive photo when they were visiting the Bronx Zoo. So about a month ago, a bunch of students went to the Bronx Zoo, and one of their teachers had the group of students pose in front of one of the attractions there.
Yeah.
And then a month later presented a slideshow to the class that included the photo. And then the image that followed was a gorilla, and it said monkey do underneath.
Oh, man.
That doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't.
Man, come on, man.
So the students said they were highly.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the picture.
Right.
Come on, man.
So the students, of course, were extremely embarrassed by the presentation, and they felt ashamed.
Teacher fired?
Teacher has been, they're being very tight-lipped about what's going on with the teacher. So according to one of the parents, The teacher was still in the classroom last week. The superintendent has not identified the teacher, nor would they say if he had been disciplined or not. Okay? So now they're filing a $12 million lawsuit in court on behalf of several different families of students that were affected. And the school has been accused of discriminating against the students and violating their civil rights. This is one parent.
This is not a joke. Like, this is not funny to compare our children to animals.
And one of the students felt like it was a setup from the get-go.
As an educator, I just gave him my trust just to take that photo, and I didn't think it was going to be portrayed in that way.
Speaking of educators,
yes,
I noticed that the Babson professor that we spoke about yesterday has been fired.
That is correct.
And he is whining about it.
Yes.
And in public.
Yes.
Is that the one who was bombed the Mall of America and the Kardashians?
Yeah.
Said
yes,
that Iran should target our cultural locations like the Kardashians' house and the Mall of America.
And the broadcast shed at Foxborough.
If he would have kept the Mall of America out of there, he might have been able to get away with it.
Wait, it's okay to say bomb the Kardashians?
You know, there are probably a group of people out there that agree with that.
I don't think it's okay to say bomb anything. I mean,
bomb. Can't say bomb in an airplane.
No more. Bombardier. Yeah.
Bombardier. Bomb.
So the professor issued a statement which said, "I am disappointed and saddened that Babson has decided to abruptly terminate my 15-year relationship with the college just because people willfully misinterpreted a joke I made to my friends on Facebook."
You know what? Yeah. You can't. I've said this before, and I will say it again, and I will stick by it. There are certain professions. I don't care how private your social media is. Someone's always going to screenshot it. There are certain professions you just can't say certain teachers, cops. Jobs, if you have, you just can't get away with that stuff.
And there are no college professors who ever willfully misinterpret anything that anybody
that
says.
That is dripping with irony. I find it absolutely perfect that one of the mob got their own in this case. Ashin Fanzi's out of work because his little group got caught doing what they do to everybody else in America.
Isn't that great?
Yep. It's perfect.
You're right with the teachers and the you know, that guy from Babson, but just like, you know, you can't just do things. Yeah. You know, this monkey picture, as I'm just sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, he's got their hands on each other's head, there's four of them. Mm-hmm. Like, as a professor, like, I don't, it's just like, stop.
Well, the problem is, oftentimes these educators, their students are like they're trapped there, and they can't say anything because if you do, you're going to risk, you know, getting a bad grade.
Right.
So if you don't agree politically with the professor, it's like I talked about this on the old show.
Yes.
My old show
on WAAF.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
one.
No, the old show
the
I
old
had.
Show.
The old show I had
on the
on
other
WAAF.
Station.
The one you were on for 28 years.
After 28 years.
Yeah. The old show. You know the old show? The one I had on another station?
Wait, so.
Yeah, I had an old show on another station.
Oh.
So, anyway, I talked about this when President Trump got elected.
Mm-hmm.
My son Brees goes into school, and the teacher says that I feel the same way that I felt on the day after 9/11.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You feel, because of an election, you feel the same way that you felt after 3,000 Americans were killed in a terrorist attack?
See,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, and the problem is, and this is, it's like we see this in, you know, coach, and I know it's not similar. It's like every now and then you'll see Belichick do some things and you're like, he doesn't put a punt returner, but he's overcoaching, right? Right. We say he's overcoaching. Like, what are you doing, Bill? I think the problem with a lot of these teachers and professors is they want to be like overteaching and so political, and they want to force their views or whatever, and this is wrong. And kids don't really know how to interpret that, right?
No, they don't. And they can't interpret it because they're afraid if they say something, they're gonna get a D or an F.
I am on Ashin Fanzi's LinkedIn page.
Oh my God.
And this is so perfect. He was the director of sustainability at Babson College.
Yes, that's right.
What's wrong with that?
Yep. Oh, my God.
What even is that?
I don't know, but I better pay as well.
What's the job description on the CV?
I don't want the planet to die, but I sure as hell know that Ashin Fanzi is not going to keep it sustainable.
How would you feel about robot college professors?
Perfect.
I mean, it seems like
that would be a good idea.
Maybe you might actually just learn the subject matter with no pretense.
They just teach the subject matter without their own political bent on it.
I like that.
Hot for robot teachers.
I think that's a great idea.
He was responsible for positioning Babson as a thought leader in sustainability.
Why is that funny? That's so stupid.
You're right,
Curtis.
Curtis,
that's a problem.
Whoever texts that in, that's a great idea.
You should have seen Ken get giddy yesterday. We were in the post-show meeting. I had mentioned that apparently green weddings are very popular. And Ken got all giddy about it. Like, it's the greatest
thing.
He's
a big green dude?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big white dude.
He and Nick were like, green weddings. That's it. Like, recycled? You're eating on recycled plates?
These are bamboo utensils.
So why? They're so hypocritical. Then you shouldn't have a car. If you're big on...
You shouldn't have a car. We can't get his daughter into the car seat in it anyway.
Make no progress. I love it.
He's bring his daughter on the
team. You're being green. It's like, let's be all the way green. You can't be halfway in, halfway out. It's like, Eddie Murphy's James Brown. I want to get in the hot tub. It's too hot in the hot tub.
Let's make no progress. I got
it. It's progress is you not having a gas-guzzling vehicle or a vehicle that affects the climate. Get you an electric car.
Speaking of climate. Coming up in just a few moments, one of our favorite congresswomen, AOC.
Yes.
Is very anxious about what is happening in Australia.
She is.
And she has decided that she may not be able to do something that most of us feel is our most important responsibility as a human being.
Interesting.
And she's so anxious about what is happening. Very anxious.
She can't do it.
Whatever she has been given, perhaps for her to deal with her anxiety, is not working. Very anxious about Australia. So we'll get to that AOC audio coming up in just a few moments, maybe after trending. By the way, speaking of Australia, I don't want to say that there's fake news that floats around.
Yeah,
but and what is happening over there is, Curtis and I agree,
it's horrendous.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But I heard a news report this morning that 1 billion animals have died.
Yeah.
Is that number
that's a lot?
Yeah.
Is that number a possibility?
Yeah. Because the fires have been burning since September.
No, but how many animals?
Damn.
But how many animals are there in the world? Are there
billions?
This fire has been burning since September. Does it seem like?
Because the news coverage didn't really ramp up until now, globally.
It didn't ramp up until everybody in Hollywood at the Golden Globes blaming it on climate change.
So it didn't amp up until the Golden Globes.
Yeah. They think that some animals actually may go extinct because of the loss and the fires, because there were several species that were already endangered, and because of the mass devastation, they may now be extinct.
What, like the koala bear?
The dunnart.
The dunnart.
Some other animals, I'm not really sure.
Where does the 1 billion come from, though? I'm stuck on
1 billion.
How could you possibly count or come close to that type of a number?
1 billion.
That's a lot of animals.
They also say
that's 1,000 million.
A lot of animals that may survive will go on to perish because their habitat is gone. So they won't be able to survive.
Rebuild the wild.
But how many animals are there in the world?
It's got to be a lot.
Are there 30 billion? 50 billion?
Well, if there's 1 billion that we lost.
Are there more animals than humans?
I mean, how many people are there in Australia? I mean, like 10 million?
I don't know how many. I have no idea.
You look at not to put a dark statistic out there, but there's, I don't know, every year like a couple million animals euthanized in shelters across the U.S. So that's just that small segment. You look at what's out
million
wild
people
in Australia.
A billion animals died.
A billion animals.
Wow. Well, how many? I wonder how many are left. A billion died. Jeez.
I don't know.
Five left?
I don't know. All right. We got to find out what is trending.
NFL playoff coverage tomorrow starting at 4. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Are you looking for a real size entree with great flavor available all day, every day for just $9.99? We'll try the 99 restaurants today for one of those 9 real size entrees, like their classic country fried chicken. The 99, always the real deal. By the way, Adam Schefter, I believe, needs to bump up a little bit. Was that doable 8:30, I think, Curtis?
Yeah, he just sent me a text saying if he could do 8:30 instead of 9.
Sure.
And he wants Wiggy to be out of the interview.
Yeah, no. Wiggy's arch enemy.
I love how Adam Schefter just comes up and says, listen, I want to change this interview time. You guys kneel before Adam.
All right. So 8:30, Adam Schefter will join us. And He has reported that if Tom Brady is not with the New England Patriots next year, okay, he will be with a team that none of us are considering right now.
Correct.
Correct?
Nobody will see it coming.
Okay.
That's coming up. Plus, Wiggy v. Schefter Part 2. The Celtics lost their third row. They fell in Philly 109-98. And that fan arrested for throwing the hard seltzer, not a Truly. Last name was Arnold. Dale says no relation.
No relation.
But I'm skeptical. Lifetime ban from TD Garden, facing criminal charges as well. Reportedly named Justin Arnold, 22-year-old from Everett. The Bruins came back to win twice, came back in the game twice and won it 5-4. David Pastrnak, another hat trick, 35 goals to lead the NHL. His third of the night tied it, and then DeBrusk's tip-in 33 seconds later in the third was the game winner. For the Bruins, they're at the Islanders next, and the Celtics have New Orleans Saturday night. Of course, divisional playoffs this weekend, and today is Josh McDaniels' day. This could be the day that the Patriots lose their OC, Wiggy. This is it.
Well,
crunch time.
Cleveland said they're going to make a decision by tomorrow, so it could, you know, if he wows them at the interview.
And then the speculation, if he goes there, then Brady to the Browns. That speculation begins in earnest. That's the betting favorite right now. We'll have all four divisional games this weekend. Market Heart and the Oddballs lead you into Vikings and Niners to start it off 4:35 kick.
And Wiggy, just give me your picks again, game-wise, this weekend.
San Francisco, I like. I'm going to go out on a wild ledge here. I like Tennessee.
Over Baltimore?
Yep. Kansas City and Seattle.
You are such a Raven skeptic. It's unbelievable. All year. You just won't give the guy
this
credit.
Hey, listen. Vrabel, this is his year. Come into New England. You beat the defending champs. You're a defensive guy.
And the Patriots are going on a Super Bowl run, right?
Now, you know, unfortunately, that ended in week 2.
Real football expert Michael Irvin joins Dale and Keith at 1:30 today. He will weigh in on that. Weather today brought to you by Exergen. High of 50, but up to the 60s over the weekend. Hillman says 65. He's guaranteeing it. The weather forecast brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com. The best way to tell if it's the cold or the flu, taking your temperature with the Exergen. Adam Schefter next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI. WEEI presents.
I don't know what the future looks like.
Your weekly.
I'm not going to predict it.
Tom.
Do you think it'll be with the Patriots?
Brady.
Or somewhere else?
Watch.
Patriot Nation, we got a problem.
Can you see him just sitting there saying, I'm going to go. I'm going to take the money and get a 2-year deal somewhere else.
Well, I can see him doing that.
We have never seen as tumultuous an offseason as there will be here this year.
And to be able to show everybody for once and for all that he and not Bill Belichick is the reason for all of the success.
Well, I still think he's going to Miami. He's going to see the Patriots twice a year and try to stick it to him. That's my pick. But I think Belichick is ready to move on.
You know, this is serious business. Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady's not done yet.
If you're asking me to read the tea leaves on it, Tom Brady is going to put a premium on what he has around him.
I think if he comes back here, they're going to throw about $15 million in front of his face and say, what do you say? That sound good, Tom? If not, go check out free agency.
Keep it here for everything Brady. This is WEEI.
Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline and brought to you by Needham Bank. Needham Bank, can we be your bank? It is Adam Schefter. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well.
Interesting report by you, which is that should Tom Brady end up not in a Patriots uniform next year playing elsewhere, it would be for a team that virtually none of us have considered.
Well, that's not a report. That's not a report. That's just me talking on television. Yeah, well, again, I go back to the closest situation we've had to this, which was Peyton Manning. And when we were initially speculating on teams for Peyton Manning, nobody was talking about the Denver Broncos initially. Nobody was. They were talking about the Miami Dolphins, the Washington Redskins, various other teams. And I remember because we did a ranking on ESPN as the Super Bowl was unfolding of the four places that he would most likely land. And none of them were right. And so there are just places that turn up that you, oh, whoa, I didn't see this team coming in. And I believe that that will happen again. That's what I believe. I believe there'll be teams that really have not been at the forefront of the speculation, which is what this is, that will emerge, and all of a sudden, the potential landing spots for Tom Brady.
What do you make of these reports with regard to Andy Dalton and to almost a desire by Bill Belichick to have Andy Dalton as his quarterback?
First of all, I haven't seen a single report about that. So what are the reports?
So Peter King is reporting that Bill Belichick, in his words, let me play the audio for you. Here is Peter King.
I think Bill Belichick would really like to work with Andy Dalton.
Believes that Bill Belichick would really like to work with Andy Dalton.
Listen, I have great respect for Peter. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I have no idea, no knowledge of Bill Belichick desiring Andy Dalton. I think that, to me, if Tom leaves, if he's not back, if he signs somewhere else or retires or doesn't return to New England, whatever form it takes, to me, the favorite for the job would be Jarrett Stidham. That would be the favorite for the starting job. Now, you wouldn't want to leave him alone there, and you'd want to bring another guy, so maybe that's where Andy Dalton comes in, if that's correct.
Yeah.
And Peter's speculation is accurate, but to me, you know, I'm not so sure that there's a quarterback out there that would be any more reliable or talented or productive than Jarrett Stidham, a guy that they have on their roster, a guy that was impressive in the preseason, a guy they like.
Now,
is Andy Dalton going to be that much of an upgrade over Jarrett Stidham? And are you going to go pay him, I'm making up the number here, $20 million? Like, over Jarrett Stidham? I don't know about that. I mean, could I see them bringing a veteran to comp? Absolutely. Would he be the guy? Maybe he would. I don't know that.
Now, when you talk about Jarrett Stidham, and if they are going and get a veteran guy, think about a guy like, you know, because we talked about who potentially it could be, and you'd have to trade ultimately to get Andy Dalton, but some free agent out there, I know Teddy Bridgewater's name has been brought up a number of times, but what type of market financially could you see for a guy like Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, I think Teddy Bridgewater's going to get in that range. You know, I think somebody will pay him $18, $20 million a year. To go play starting quarterback. You know, a couple of things, though. First of all, I don't think there are the number of obvious, apparent openings for starting quarterbacks this offseason that there have been in other seasons due to the influx of young quarterbacks that have entered the league in recent years. That's number one. So the supply almost exceeds the demand. Now, not every team is set there. Number two, I'll come back to this, whether it's Teddy Bridgewater or Andy Dalton or Drew Brees, or Phillip Rivers, or Jameis Winston, or you pick the quarterback. We could insert any name there. If you're the New England Patriots, do you want to go pay $18, $20, $25, $30 million to one of these guys? Or do you want to go with Jarrett Stidham on a rookie contract and fill some of those other holes with the salary cap savings that you have, assuming that Tom's not back?
Now, if Tom doesn't come back, what do you think would be the best fit for him? Because you said there's a lot of places out there that really don't need a quarterback. Where do you think, well, for some of those places that actually do, everybody has thrown the L.A. Chargers out there for whatever reason, but where do you think could potentially be some of the best fits for Tom Brady if he was to go somewhere else?
See, I look at it in a little bit of a different way than other people. I look at it as a way, what's going to fit Tom and what's going to fit his family? So when people bring up the Indianapolis Colts, I say, well, that's a great football team right now, a great young football team, and Tom would be an asset to them. I don't see Tom Brady's family going to Indianapolis. I just don't see that. That's me. So we wait to see what they do, but I think that it's as much a personal decision as it is a professional decision. It's where is his family going to be happy? Where is the TB12 brand going to grow? Where does my family want to live? What's going to make them happy? And what team has the type of supporting cast that I feel like I can compete with and win with and continue to build upon a legacy that's already beyond secure in my mind?
Adam, when it comes to Tom Brady remaining with the Patriots, do you think that do you think that decision is more his or more Bill Belichick's?
You know, again, I think there are so many people that are involved in the decision that it's difficult to say it's more this person than that person. It's Tom's going to have a say. Robert Kraft is going to have a say. Bill Belichick's going to have a say. Tom's going to listen to his family, and they're going to have a say. I'm sure his agent's going to weigh in. I'm sure that the people who manage the Patriots cap, even though Bill oversees everything, will say, hey, is this what we want to do? And again, Tom deserves everything he can get, and he should get as much as he can. And he's in a different category. But it just hasn't been like them to pay top-of-the-market premium prices for players no less in their 40s. Now, again, he's a different case. He's the greatest player in history and somebody that has helped make that franchise what it is today. So does he get treated differently in a sentimental way? That's so unlike him. So do you separate the business side of it from the personal side? Is this the one time you allow the personal to seep into the business, which they've done an unbelievable job at separating? Who makes that decision? Does Robert overrule Bill? Does Bill overrule Robert? I don't know how that's going to work. But you obviously see all the layers that there are to this. It's not just a simple, oh, I'm going to stay, I'm going to go. This is beyond sensitive, as it was when Joe Montana was leaving San Francisco, or Brett Favre was leaving Green Bay, or Peyton Manning was leaving Indianapolis. These decisions become magnified and just become to the point where they take on a life of their own because there's so much sensitivity, there's so much significance, there's so much at stake. It's just not a simple thing. It's not like a normal free agent in my mind. It's just not.
Now, Adam, if Tom Brady were to go, what kind of money do you think he's looking at in the open market? What kind of numbers are we talking here?
It's a great question. I mean, how does somebody do that? How does somebody value him? Do they say, you know what, we're going to pay him at the Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff level of $35 million? What happens when Patrick Mahomes gets a new deal this offseason and he's getting $40-plus million a year? Does Tom Brady say, well, I'm worth 40? Does he want that? Does he say, you know what, that's not as important to me? I'd rather be in a good situation. I'm going to take 25. I mean, Tom has always been able to kind of dictate what he wants and accept below market deals. Is he still going to do that? Is he going to raise them? I don't know how that's going to work. And honestly, I don't think money's going to be the driving decision in any way, shape, or form. I think it's going to be that he wants to be in City X, whether that's New England or Miami or you pick the place, right? Because that's a good spot for him personally and professionally. And it gives him a chance to win, and it gives his family a chance to be happy, and it basically checks off all the boxes or as many boxes as you can check on the list.
Now, if he does stay, let's just say he does stay, there were reports out there earlier on in the season that, you know, Odell Beckham was a little bit upset in Cleveland, and we obviously know about Stephon Diggs and his situation in Minnesota. If Brady was to stay, what is the likelihood that the Patriots could make a run? Because you all talk about put pieces around them. What would be the likelihood that they could make a run and obtain one of those guys or a guy like a OBJ?
Well, I mean, they whether Tom stays or goes, they have to upgrade the roster. I mean, they know that. This team is in a number of areas this year. And so I don't think the goals change whether Tom is there or not. They know they've got to get better all along the way. So I don't know whether that's a wide receiver like OBJ or trading for Stephon Diggs or whatever it is. Who knows? I don't know the answer to that. But I know that they know that they've got to get better, that what they put on the field last year, they got what they deserved. They lost in the wild card round because they were good enough. Think about this. They played Tennessee. They didn't turn over the football till the end of the game. They didn't have a three and out until the end of the game. They scored on three of their first four possessions, and they still lost. When has a New England team at home played essentially a turnover-free game, scored early and often, avoided three and outs, and lost the game at home? And when is the last time a New England team played a game against an apparently inferior opponent in the game it had to have in Foxborough at home, as it did the week before against Miami, and lost? Like, we've all watched the NFL for years and seen games that teams had to have, and somehow Baltimore loses to Cincinnati in week 16 with a playoff spot on the line, or Pittsburgh loses to the New York Jets when they have to have it. And you say, how could this happen? That, until this year, never happened with New England. It never happened. And so they lost a game to Miami home, the kind of game that I don't ever remember them losing with Bill and Tom. They lost the next week with all the circumstances that I just laid out to you. And that tells you that they need to upgrade the roster, whether Tom's there or not.
All right, Adam. A texter, by the way, wants to know if you're on your Peloton right now.
I actually am sitting on it. I'm waiting for it.
Who's your
but
favorite?
I haven't started it.
Adam, who's your favorite instructor? I happen to be a partial to Hannah.
Anna, I haven't taken Anna. Anna, what's her last name?
Hannah Frankson is the UK
Hannah. Yeah, Hannah's great. They're all very good.
Yeah.
I think my two favorites would be Alex Toussaint is my number one.
Yeah.
Guy's fantastic. Phenomenal. And I like Olivia Amato, too.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Very good.
There you go.
All right.
Excellent.
All right. Well, listen, we'll let you get right,
But I think this morning I'm about to embark upon a class with Emma Lovewell, a 45-minute 90s ride.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Emma Lovewell is, when she's into it, because she's doing a lot of biking out on the roadway, so right. Sometimes she's a little tired.
90s ride sounds good.
Yeah,
90s music.
90s music, Wiggy.
Yeah, I like that.
90s
music. But how would a listener know that I'm on the Peloton bike? Like, I mean, I'm just like just sitting here. My legs are moving, but I'm not doing anything. Like I don't have a class, and that's amazing to me.
I think it was because they felt like you were out of breath a little bit, so they figured you were getting a little early workout in, or whatever.
I haven't even started to get worked up yet on the Peloton, but I'm going to be worked up once we hang up. But that's amazing to me that somebody would read into that. It's very good. Extra credit to that person.
You're not one of these guys that we were talking about yesterday who Pelotons in the nude, are you?
Oh. No.
No,
yeah, I hope not.
Okay, all right, good.
No.
All right.
No.
I thought it was kind of weird. It was like a weird thing that came up on the show yesterday.
I didn't even know that people Peloton in a nude.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's a new thing. No. It's like a new thing.
Really?
Peter King does.
That seems like it would hurt.
it's like sunbathing, you know, it's sort of like Peloton bathing, so to speak.
Yes, that's what it is.
Seems like it would hurt. A lot of sitting up and down.
Adam, we've spent an hour.
So what are your Tom Brady predictions? Whatever everybody's Tom Brady predictions. I want to get a prediction for everybody.
Wiggy says he's staying.
Yeah, I think he's staying. I just don't think there's an organization out there that fits all those things that you talked about. I think it's financially beneficial for the Pats if he does stay.
Yeah,
because he can spread the money out.
Curtis thinks he's gone.
Chargers. I got the Titans at him.
Ken has Titans. Danielle, what
do you? I thought he was going to retire. Now I think he's going to stay.
I think Robert Kraft steps up and gives him the money because, in the end, the personal, as you mentioned, is involved in this one decision, and he overrules Belichick and says 2 years and a significant amount of money for Tom Brady. That's what I think, Adam.
Ooh. Those are all interesting. And, you know, there won't be a bigger offseason storyline than this one, clearly.
Yeah.
It really does remind me of, I don't remember if it was 2012 or 2014, when Peyton was leaving Indianapolis, and just everything took on a life of its own. I mean, everything that happened. And when he was visiting with teams, the coverage that that got, helicopters flying overhead when he was working out with Jim Harbaugh in Miami, mm-hmm. and breathless reports about literally every single day and every single meeting. And this would be like that, but higher, because that was 2014, and I just think that
2012. It was when that Peyton Manning. Yeah, 2012. The whole Denver free agency. Well, it's just like it's in front of me on the computer.
Yeah, 2012. So that would have been 8 years ago, and I just think that the way that we view sports and the way we cover sports and the way that everybody's got an iPhone and with social, I just think that it would be magnified over what that was, which that was crazy. I remember going through that for ESPN. It was a remarkable month or so from the time that the Colts released him. We're leading up to that, really.
If he leaves here, this region will never recover. Mentally, financially, we will be devastated.
Kraft wouldn't be able to walk in public.
Businesses closing, tumbleweeds, people jumping off bridge. I mean, it's going to be a disaster for this region.
Dunkin' Donuts were closed down across the state,
yes,
right?
Dunkin', it's only Dunkin' now, no donuts.
Dunkin' would close down, Dunkin' would go down, yeah. Right?
It is going to be an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. Well,
listen, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. You could see this coming, building for weeks. It's basically here and almost here. And we'll see how it plays out. I'm sure we won't be talking at all.
All right, Adam, thank you very much. There is Adam Schefter from the Peloton.
Live from the Peloton.
And you guys seem to get along pretty well today.
I got no problem with Adam. Yeah. No problem. Invite me on a show on ESPN.
A lot of speculation. Not much in the way of facts.
No, a lot of this could possibly happen, that could happen, this could happen. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that going on.
We could get paid eventually.
Eventually.
We don't know.
Or I could not.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Well, yeah. I mean, Wiggy is—he's always complaining about what he makes around here. So you know how that goes.
Wiggy, maybe you want to get a job at Taco Bell. They're going to start paying their managers six figures in a test scheme.
They are.
Ooh, yep. I like that.
Yum Brands has announced that they're going to start paying some managers $100,000 a year at certain company-owned locations in the Northeast here and in the Midwest, starting later this year. They're also doing something with increased sick time for employees, but they're going to see, you know, how that works out, if they're getting better candidates, if they're getting better results in their stores, and then, you know, maybe that'll trickle down to the hourly employees
as well.
I'm
actually Googling Taco Bell career, career paths, right?
So you'd be able to make over $100,000 as a Taco Bell manager.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's probably because you'll be in charge of just robots. Like, they're probably going to have bring in the robots.
Well, that's how they're going to pay you the $100,000.
Right, that's
easy to manage robots.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think
once they become sentient.
This is Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Greg. I hate to change the subject.
That's
I know you haven't talked about Tom Brady too much.
Yeah.
But I called Bo on that $1 billion animal killed in Australia.
You do?
Do you know that it takes 100 years to count to 1 billion?
They don't talk
about the 25 people that have been arrested for setting the fire.
Well, yeah, Curtis always brings that up. It was arson that started those fires.
I bring it up because nobody in the news does.
Yeah, that is true, because I thought it was some, like, you know, natural
environment, spontaneous combustion. Yeah, the dry brush just burst into flames because of climate change.
Well, that's what they made it sound like. I didn't even realize it was until Curtis told me that there were people arrested for starting
the
fire.
The way they came up with the 1 billion number for the number of animals that have perished in the wildfires in Australia is they looked at density studies that they've done in the past about, you know, how high the populations are of certain animals. I think there are somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000 different species of animals in Australia. 250 are native to Australia. And they took a look at the population density study in conjunction with the fact that I think over 15 million acres have burned so far, and that's kind of how they did the numbers.
Well, they're including bacteria and, like, microorganisms, I think.
They are?
In the Washington Post story, they mentioned that.
In the 1 billion?
I think so.
You know, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
AOSizzle.
AOSizzle is...
That's what I call her.
Suffering.
I like AOCism.
She is suffering from severe anxiety over what is happening in Australia, so much so that she said yesterday she may not ever have a child.
That's correct.
Because of this. Here she is.
The younger you are, the more of our lives and our futures are going to be impacted by this. And, you know, even people my age are stressed and have anxiety about having kids just because we want to make sure that we're bringing our kids into a healthy world, into a stable future. And we shouldn't ever have to be anxious about that. We need to be advocating for a safe future for all of us.
She's the director of sustainability for the Congress.
No children.
It's good. More opportunity for my kids.
We need population control anyway, so I'm fine.
Right, exactly.
We
need more opportunity for the kids that are here. You know, it's like, you know, everybody complaining about football. Oh, my God, they're trying to take football away. More opportunity for the kids who play football.
AOC is the face of the progressive left.
AOCism.
AOCism, yes.
That's incredible.
From here on
you notice that for a certain age group, anxiety has become a code word for I can't deal with life's everyday problems. Have you noticed how everybody suffers from severe anxiety when you talk to people of a certain age?
You should hear my mother's take on this whenever like the topic of anxiety or depression comes up. She's like, you know, back in my day, we weren't depressed and anxious. We went to work because we had to. And I'm like, oh, Jesus,
Mom. No, I know, but I'm just
she's
telling
like,
you,
if I like, wanted to move out of Grandma and Grandpa's triple-decker in East Boston, I had to go to work.
No, but it's like I'm suffering from severe anxiety.
I have very high levels of anxiety.
I suffer from severe anxiety. Oh, really? Why? Well, I got all these bills that I have to pay. Right, well, so does everybody else in the freaking world.
The reason why is because we allow it. We allow them to have that behavior. So when they go, I get anxiety and I need 3 days off from work, we then the management allows that to happen because they're too scared that next thing that's coming is a lawsuit. We allow the anxiety to take over. Now these kids can't do anything. I can't go outside because I get anxiety because of the weather. It's too cold.
I'm anxious. Anxious about where my next meal is going to come from. That's what I'm anxious about. Hello, hey, Paul. Paul?
Hey, hi, guys. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
Well, listen, before I get into it, I just want to let you know I think you guys have the best talk show in the morning on Boston radio.
Oh, thank you.
I love the variety you guys bring to it. I love the fact that, you know, you can bring some fact and some information to the table. And I love the fact that you sprinkle, you know, the good amount of sports talk in it. But
yes.
You got to stop talking about Tom Brady. It's a non-issue right now.
Okay.
You guys don't know if he's going to Miami, if he's going to Oakland, if he's going to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And in all likelihood, he's coming back right here to New England because I don't think Bob Kraft's letting him go.
I hope.
But until you guys can bring something to the table, substantial, you've covered it to the nth degree. Let it go.
No speculation is what you're saying. Stop speculating.
Listen, I know it's an opinion-based talk show, and I value your opinions. You're all very bright people, and I think it's a great show, as I said.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're talking about stuff that we really don't have any clue about. We don't know what Kraft's thinking.
Yeah.
We don't know what Brady's thinking.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, let's talk about the Bruins. Let's talk about Pastrnak's hat trick last night.
All
the Celtics, the idiot throwing the can.
Yeah.
The upcoming football games this weekend.
Yeah, we have. Talked about all of that.
Yeah. Pasta's on fire. He's filthy. He's going to score 80 goals this year.
But I'm fine with no more speculation about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady becomes an unrestricted free agent in 67 days, 7 hours, and 42 minutes.
Let's see if I can, you know, continue to compile some of those stats. Got to keep on trucking.
And we have to get to, at some point, the very long post by Tom Brady's wife and what that might mean for the future of Tom Brady.
Oh, really?
Let's dissect that.
All right. Well, let's get to that coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
On a Friday, I think people feel pretty good, but there's a 781 texter who is infuriated that they were not allowed on the air today. I don't know.
Wow, Scott from Weymouth.
Is it Scott from Weymouth?
Well, it's probably the Bruins caller who got dumped by Curtis.
It may be. It's a 781 text that says, Greg, you should be deciding if I get on the air or not. Not the arrogant douche Ken or Curtis.
Well, here's the call. He said, I got two animals I can name. It's a koala and a kangaroo. Those are the two. There's no way there's a billion animals that died.
That was Scott from Weymouth. Oh, okay. So it probably is Scott from Weymouth.
Right. So
you should be nicer to Scott from Weymouth, Curtis.
He's called six times.
A nice guy.
Do you think that text would have been nearly that succinct if it were from Scott from Weymouth?
I think it probably is. let's see. You guys said that we should get to the Instagram post by Giselle Bungeon. And so you have there. Danielle reads into every Instagram post that any person in the United States. She believes that if you're on Instagram, you're sharing your deepest, darkest, truest feelings with the world.
Yes, so, people are very passive aggressive on social. It's how they get their message across.
So what
did Daddy?
What was Mrs. Brady's message all about?
Well, we've got the big lunar eclipse happening, the penumbral lunar eclipse today. It's the first of 13 this year.
I saw the moon last night, full moon.
Yeah.
Was that a part of it?
Yes,
I assume it is.
You can only have a lunar eclipse during a full moon.
Oh, okay, all right.
It'll happen. The
moon is incredible.
Uh-huh. It'll happen for us around noon, so you probably won't see it. However, Mrs.
Does it cause like weird things to happen, like Friday the 13th or something?
I mean, it's not like that.
It's not like the grid things off or whatever, the grid movement.
No,
Doesn't it throw animals off or something
it can.
Like that?
The moon controls the tides. So right. It can control, you know, animals and your mood and all that other stuff.
Wild's up to junkies.
How about your purred?
It can affect your purred.
Okay, sure. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What? I mean, you know, right, not in the middle of mine, but yeah, it can affect your purred. Mrs. Brady put this post on Instagram, which then populated to her Twitter and Facebook. She said, and I quote, "We are going through intense times in our personal lives, first key, and in the world. I feel that everything happening right now is trying to bring us more inward. It's asking us to reflect, to let go of judgments and whatever is holding us back." Bill Belichick. Find compassion and forgiveness within yourself. Think about your purpose. How can you put your qualities to help those around you and participate in a cause that matters to you? Let's open our hearts, spread peace, be kind, accept and respect others, ourselves, and our planet. We must take responsibility for our part as the future is being created by each one of us right now. Hashtag lunar eclipse.
That says absolutely nothing to me.
You don't think so?
No, I mean,
very intense times in our personal lives. We have to go inward, meaning Tom, come home. It's asking us to reflect, let go of judgments and whatever is holding us back. The staff at the Patriots, Robert Kraft not paying my husband, Bill Belichick, because he's fighting with him. Find compassion and forgiveness within yourself because your receiving corps sucks. How can you put your qualities to help those around you and participate in a cause that matters to you? Tom, you need to go to another team because the Patriots don't appreciate you.
I mean,
it is laden with insinuation. Wicked awesome.
Sounds like somebody, you know those people. I've said this before. There's always those dudes you hang out with, right? You start smoking a little bit of weed with them, a couple tokes on the blunt.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, it's...
You're covered in yayo.
Hey, man. hey, why you think we here? Well, you think our purpose is in life, You know what? I don't know, dog.
I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but I feel it's posts like that that make me think that Brady's going to go to L.A. and look, Giselle and the kids will stay here for a little bit. There's a lot to deal with at home.
Here's a 508 text that says, who decides what text messages get read? It's a group thing. What do we do? We vote on them? How does that work?
Every break, I print them, and then we give checks up and checks down.
We actually did the what they did in the office. We put a Boston baked bean on each text that we each get 20 beans, and we can put them on the text that we want read, and then we see which ones have the most.
I always
beans.
Vote for the ones that talk good about me and bad about Fitzy, so I always put my beans on those.
I mean, some are scripted, obviously. Yeah. Plants.
What?
I text in every now and then. Hey, Fitzy.
Wiggy, you're an idiot. Y-O-U-R.
Let's see. This is Eric from Connecticut. Hello, Eric.
How you doing today?
What's up, Eric?
I wanted to talk to you guys about the situation with Brady's decision.
Well,
The guy earlier isn't in touch with the market. All anyone wants to really talk about, the majority, is what's going to happen with Brady. So here it is in a nutshell. It comes down to Tom is all about his past decisions. When you look at his past decisions, he always puts family first. He really does. And largely, his decision has come down to how do I balance living out my dream of playing football as long as possible and keeping my wife and kids happy. So if you look at his kids, which are going to dominate the discussion, his kids are getting to the age where they're heading towards high school, where things really start to matter, especially his oldest son. Mm-hmm. They bought a house in Connecticut, some of your best schools in the country, high schools. Let's face it, his kids aren't going to go to public school. They're going to go to a private school.
Right.
Probably going to be a choate like where Ivanka Trump went, or a Deerfield Academy, a smaller school. Where there's a lot of wealthy kids, that there's good security there. I think you're looking at that as a factor, where his kids are going to go to school. You're looking at where they purchased a house in Connecticut. Yeah, they own other houses, but where was their most recent purchase? Why was that decision made? And then it comes down to where do they like to spend their weekends? I mean, you see frequently, you see them in New York City. Now, you might say, well, everybody goes to New York City. I don't. A lot of people don't. Like, I can't stand it, but they happen to like it. So I think you're looking at he's either going to commute and play it down the middle, stay with the Patriots for maybe another year, or he's going to switch to a New York team. It makes the most sense.
Well, I mean, there are people who speculate if you agree with Adam Schefter that if he goes elsewhere, it's a team that nobody is really talking about. The New York Giants, there are a lot of people who are speculating about that.
Well, Joe Judge is there now. That's his connection, right? I mean, because don't we think I think another thing you would say about Tom Brady is he's been with this organization from the start of his career. And it's about the familiarity that he has with everybody around him, right? So if you're going to go someplace else, wherever he goes, what's the likelihood there's going to be some things that are familiar to him, coaching and that kind of thing? And he's not going to really get that unless it's if Josh McDaniels goes to Cleveland, or I don't know how his relationship was with Joe Judge, or Brian Flores down in Miami.
Or Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel or Matt Patricia.
Yes, yes.
No, I thought the Connecticut house was on the rocks. Wasn't that not fault? What's the latest intel?
The latest intel is that they did not go forward with that deal. But
they're still looking in Connecticut.
But they're still looking in the Greenwich area. However, you could look at that either way. You could look at that like the Connecticut thing was okay. If they thought that there was going to be a future in New England, mm-hmm. they could get the kids in the really good Greenwich schools. Mm-hmm. Or you could look at it the opposite, which is that they have now determined that they have no idea where they're going to be. So they mm-hmm. had to get out of the Greenwich deal. I don't know.
Wiggy, why do you think I've stayed with Greg for 15 years? I don't want to learn someone else's philosophy, tactics, methods, anything.
Right. And I think that's part of Brady's decision here when you factored that in, right? You have to look at that. If he goes to, we're all, like you said, it's all speculation, to the Chargers, everybody there is new to him. Everybody is new to him. He has to now, show how he is. He got to, work with people that he's never met before. And I think
Is there any way, because I agree that this is going to be for the next 3 months, 2.5 months, it's going to be exhausting for people. Mm-hmm. Is there any way that the Patriots or Tom Brady could expedite the process?
Yeah.
Like, can they waive the tampering thing and say, Tom, you can talk to teams right now?
No. But they could give them an offer.
No, but other than that, can they say, listen, you're not allowed to talk till March 18th or whatever it is. Go ahead. Talk now. See what you can get.
Well, his agent.
They wouldn't want that. Why would the Patriots want that?
Because they want to expedite the process. I mean, you're talking about, you're speculating that the Andy Dalton report is an attempt by the Crafts mm-hmm. to float a trial balloon out there to see how the fans react to another quarterback.
Or how Tom reacts if they're trying to put pressure on Tom.
Don't you think they'd like for the speculation to end either way?
Yeah, but his agent is probably talking to other teams about Tom Brady potentially playing for those teams.
That's illegal, but you're saying that's happening anyway.
Of course it's happening. You know what I mean? It's, just kind of like, and like what Christian Fourier says, kicking the tires, right? And, Brady's a free agent. Talking to his people. Ooh, we're in the market for a quarterback.
Here's Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, did you guys see... Like, literally, I know you kind of quoted what Giselle wrote on Instagram, but did you see that picture that she posted?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how many times do you think she's with, like, her photographer, and they're like, she's like, that's the one. You know what I mean? Like, eyes shut, crashing sunset in the background. Like, how many times do you think she took that photo before she actually posted it to Instagram?
I mean, this is what it's come down to, though. Literally, there people are reading her Instagram posts and determining that has something to do with where Tom Brady is going to play football next year.
Well, yeah, because she can't speak out about it after she duffed it with the concussion thing. So
it's
now she
her.
Has to resort to social media.
She's not playing.
Doesn't
like
matter.
He had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much. Listen, I mean, we don't talk about, but he does have concussions.
The guy, as we learned in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the guy is the head of the household, but the woman is the neck, and she can turn the head any way she wants.
All right. But I said this before, and you just know the reason why, whether Giselle posts or Tom posts or anything else, this is the biggest thing in sports history. And when you're talking about Tom Brady becoming a free agent, the greatest quarterback of all time who's played for one organization, who still could play at a high level, and potentially could be playing for another organization. You have never seen this in sports.
Never in sports?
No. Find me another guy that is at the status he's at that was a free agent and had played for one team and now could potentially be playing elsewhere. And
Peyton Manning. I mean,
Peyton Manning. But Peyton Manning was coming off a neck injury. There are reports that he might never play again because of that neck injury, and then he had to go, I forget where he went, overseas to get that thing and the whole blood infusion stuff. So there was a chance that he could never play again, and if he was to play, was he ever going to be the same? There's never been anything like Tom Brady. I heard talking about Jordan. It's not like Jordan.
It's not like Jordan?
No. Jordan retired at the end of the, I believe it was the 97 or 98 season.
And then he came back.
Yeah, he retired for 3 years. Yeah. He said he just lost the passion for it. Brady has never said he wants to retire.
And Whitney said that Michael Jordan irreparably damaged his legacy by playing for the Wizards for 2 years.
Well, I didn't say the whole thing, but that's the thing you think about. When you think about Michael Jordan, that little doodle stain always rears its ugly head when you go.
It literally never does.
Yes, it does. Curtis, how would you know? You wouldn't know if a basketball was stuffed to puff. Give it to me.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Man, I'm supposed to have that thing ready to go.
Wow, you beat Bradford.
I mean, Schefter is describing it like it's going to be the O.J. Al Cowling's highway chase. There's going to be helicopters.
Yeah, Roche's going to be on 128 following him.
Like Tom Brady's going to go on his first. Should we put the Channel 5 news copter on him right now?
Oh, there'll be helicopters will be following this guy. They did it with Kawhi Leonard when he was, you know, a free agent this past season. And Brady's in another atmosphere when you're talking about what a player is to their sport. They'll be all over the place. Brady won't be able to go anywhere.
We got to take a break. If you want to be on this morning, 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.